Police Fairness Amigos, this is KJZZ's Sun Up. It is your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman. Good day. We bring you this podcast as a daily digest of Arizona news as reported by our KJZZ news team. And we made it to Friday. It is Good Friday and a happy Easter, Passover, whatever you're celebrating on this April 3rd, 2026. And here is a check of the news. A Turning Point USA rally in Phoenix on April 17th with President Trump appears to be part of a larger effort by the conservative organization to collect voter data ahead of the 2026 election cycle. From the politics desk, Wayne Shetsky has more.
To attend, people must check their voter registration status using a form that asks for personal information and other questions about how a person plans to vote. Republican strategist Tyler Montag says that data can be valuable to political groups.
Knowing who your target audience is and who is actually resonating to your messaging is very valuable for any group. They want to use it to turn out votes.
That event form was created by a new nonprofit called Vote Online that on the surface appears separate from Turning Point. But online records show the group's CEO and other employees are former Turning Point staffers. Vote Online cannot participate in political activity, but it could transfer the data it collects to other groups like Turning Point Action, TPUSA's political arm. Wayne Shutsky, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Republican lawmakers in the Arizona legislature are trying to diminish the power of the state bar, and not for the first time. House leaders gave preliminary approval to a bill on Thursday which would remove the requirement for Arizona attorneys to be members of the State Bar Association. It's sponsored by Republican Senator Mark Finchem, who says attorney licensing is the responsibility of the Arizona Supreme Court alone.
What we're simply saying with this piece of legislation is it's the court's responsibility not to delegate that, but to take an active role.
The bill is posed by legislative Democrats as well as the State Bar Association. Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs vetoed similar legislation 3 years ago from a former senator who claimed the state bar shied attorneys away from prosecuting cases against employers who required COVID-19 vaccines. Arizona's Attorney General Chris Mays is slamming state Republicans for blocking a bill targeting price gouging. Back to our politics team, and here's Cameron Sanchez with that.
The bill would have made it a felony to raise prices excessively on essential products like water and medical supplies during a state emergency. Excessive price hikes would be defined as 10% increases or more within a month of the start of the emergency. The bill was introduced by a Democratic lawmaker and never received a hearing in the Republican-controlled legislature. Mays says the bill would have given her the power to prosecute price gougers and protect Arizonans facing disaster. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Meanwhile, a former employee of the Arizona Attorney General's office was sentenced to probation Thursday for stealing jewelry. Vanessa Daly was a division chief at the AG's office. She pleaded guilty to theft and trafficking stolen property in February. Daly received a misdelivered package containing tens of thousands of dollars worth of jewelry. She eventually returned it, but a bracelet was missing. She sold it online for $750. Daly was placed on leave, then left her job at the Attorney General's office during the investigation. She was sentenced to 2 years probation. Well, a federal court has ruled the Trump administration must restore legal status for thousands of immigrants who came to the U.S. on a Biden-era border program. From the Fronteras desk in Tucson, Elisa Resnick has that.
The Biden-era CBP-1 program allowed asylum seekers to apply for a fixed number of appointments with immigration officials at a handful of border ports of entry, including the Nogales Crossing. Dora Rodriguez, founder of the immigrant aid group Salvavision, says those cleared to come to the U.S. went through a six-hour interview at the border to get here.
To check their background, to check who they were, if there were no criminals. And the ones that had the clear by the Department of Homeland Security, these people was allowed to continue their case in this country.
Trump ended the program on day one of his second term, stripping families already here of their work permits and other legal status. Rodriguez says the ruling is a glimmer of hope for the roughly 60 CBP-1 families her group's been helping in Tucson. Elisa Resnick, KJZZ News, Tucson.
Wednesday was election day for the 15,000-member White Mountain Apache tribe. As Gabriel Pietrazzi reports, a new chairman has been named and hopes his administration can help change course.
The tribal radio station first announced official results late Wednesday.
KMND 88.1 FM, White River 89.9 FM, CBQ.
White River School Board member Orlando Carroll won the seat by 80 ballots. Over 4,200 votes were cast in that race. The chairman-elect celebrated with supporters.
You are the core of the Carroll administration.
Carroll promises stability and a brighter future after the tribe has had two different sitting chairmen within recent weeks. Gabriel Pietrazio, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, geothermal energy is a promising resource for the state's utilities to tap into as they aim to meet unprecedented power demand. That's according to a new report from the Arizona Governor's Office of Resiliency that outlines energy policy recommendations. Greg Hawney has taken a look at it.
The report includes over 30 recommendations to keep Arizona's power grid up to date and to shore up resources. The advice to pursue geothermal is noteworthy as utilities don't use it to contribute to the current grid. In February, Governor Hobbs invested $1 million in a geological survey to get a better understanding of potential geothermal sources. Maren Mahoney is director of the Resiliency Office.
Arizona, frankly, doesn't have a ton of resources for that conventional geothermal, but in the last decade or so, there's been a lot of innovation in that industry, and we would have a really great resource for these new advanced geothermal technologies.
About 36 task force members contributed to the report, including representatives from Microsoft and Google, as well as utilities and environmental groups. While the report comes in an election year, Hobbs believes the coalition's wide range of perspectives will help it have a lasting impact.
A lot of the recommendations are really long-term recommendations, and so I'm hopeful. I think there is commitment to move forward regardless of the politics involved.
Greg Hawney, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The Arizona Department of Transportation says a new highway interchange in Kingman is nearly complete. That interchange will connect Interstate 40 with U.S. Highway 93, and Connor Greenwald tells us more.
ADOT says the free-flowing interchange is 70% complete. The interchange is designed to reduce traffic delays on the main route between Phoenix and Las Vegas. Garen Groff is a spokesperson for ADOT.
As traffic on US 93 reaches I-40, they've got to stop at a traffic signal. At the end of a weekend, that can lead to a really significant backup. Very long delays.
The interchange brings two new flyover bridges, improvements to existing bridges, and tunnels to carry surface street traffic below the highway ramps. ADOT says ongoing construction will involve brief closures of US 93 for rock blasting. The closures, when needed, will only be scheduled after 8 p.m. on weeknights. Connor Greenwald, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Turning to sports, the best of women's college basketball is gathered in the Valley for the Final Four. It starts today in Phoenix. All four top seeds still alive to play in the national semifinals. In the first game of the day, unbeaten defending champion UConn tries to extend a 54-game win streak against South Carolina. Gamecocks head coach Dawn Staley has nothing but reverence for the Huskies' legendary program.
UConn has been the standard in women's basketball for a very long time, and everyone has to measure up to their standard. I think they allow us something to reach for.
In the second game at Mortgage Matchup Center, it'll be UCLA taking on Texas. The winners will meet in the national title game played here on Sunday. Also in sports, Diamondbacks blown out at home by the Braves last night, 17-2. Atlanta broke the game open with an 8-run fifth inning. Arizona starter Ryne Nelson knocked out in a fateful fifth, which also included a costly error by D-backs third baseman Nolan Arenado. Same two teams this evening at Chase Field. This four-game series in the weekend continues. In basketball, Suns dropped their second straight last night. They fell in Charlotte to the Hornets 127-107. Jalen Green at 25 to lead Phoenix in a losing cause. Colin Gillespie set the team's franchise record for three-pointers in a season. The Suns finished the road trip in Chicago against the Bulls on Sunday. Hey, that'll do it for this edition of KJZZ's Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast. This April 3rd, 2026. I'm Phil Latzman. Enjoy the holiday weekend. We'll do it again on Monday. Talk to you then.